This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District will begin the search for a new executive director now that Jack Kreider has resigned his position after 5 years. Kreider has accepted a position in New Mexico, and the Harbor District issued a press release to announce the decision. Harbor Commissioner Richard Marks said in a statement that Kreider's forward-thinking approach to problem-solving has been evident throughout the commission's purchase and cleanup of the former Evergreen pulp mill and eliminating a potential environmental catastrophe. The county coroner's office has identified the victim of a suspected homicide in Eureka over the weekend as 58-year-old Eureka resident Frederick William Loftus. Loftus was shot and killed at the 7th Street Eureka residence he shared with his roommate, 75-year-old David Kobach. And it was Kobach who was then arrested on suspicion of homicide after Eureka police served a search warrant at the house. Police recovered a firearm, spent shell casings, and other evidence, and the motive for the shooting and the circumstances that led to any altercation between the two men remain unclear. Kobach remains in jail. Sheriff's deputies arrested 24-year-old McKinleyville resident Jonathan Anderson on Sunday night after he was identified as the suspect who robbed the 76 gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. Anderson is accused of walking into the store armed with a kitchen knife while wearing a bandana across his face and fleeing with about $200 in cash and some chewing tobacco. He was identified through surveillance video as well as for the fact that he was a former employee at the station who had been fired a week previously for theft. Anderson was booked for armed robbery. A CHP officer on patrol in Fields Landing pulled over a vehicle driven by 29-year-old Eureka resident Carolyn Snow Sunday evening at just before 6. A passenger, later identified as wanted man Christopher Burgess, fled on foot. Burgess, a man at the top of the Eureka Police Department's most wanted list, was tracked down and taken into custody and booked for outstanding warrants and alleged possession of heroin. Snow was arrested on suspicion of DUI and an outstanding warrant. She was booked as well. The pilot of a 1947 North American airplane suffered minor injuries and his plane was damaged after he landed his malfunctioning aircraft in a field near Drake Hill Road and Hillcrest Drive in Fortuna on Sunday afternoon. The pilot reported that his plane had experienced mechanical problems that forced him to land. The incident will be investigated by the FAA and the NTSA. The Sheriff's Office and the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Posse have rescued nearly 36 people in the past year alone, and for the past several years, the search and rescue team has been saving money to purchase a new snowcat, utilized in wintry weather conditions. The Board of Supervisors has allocated money toward the purchase, which will cost more than $160,000, and that left the posse about $30,000 short. That's when the Blue Lake Rancheria stepped in and donated the needed $30,000 to complete the purchase. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.